and Ally Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ally.
Sources are saying, Riggs, that Kim and Kanye, the last straw for her was, any guess what the last straw was, or she was over it?
She finally realized this is her third marriage and is done for.
No.
Stop trying.
They said Kanye's bizarre presidential run was, quote, the final straw, unquote, for
Kim.
Oh,
that was the final straw?
That was when she went, maybe we're not on the same page here.
I was
going
to say, which final straw was it? Was he...
Right, and that's what I mean.
Was it when he went into the Oval Office and started spouting off? Was it when he grabbed the microphone from Taylor Swift? I don't know if they were together for then. Was it when
I don't think they were together.
But he's had quite a few instances. But it's interesting that that is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, and they've been married for 7 years together, yeah. I think, for at least 8. And they said that she needed to end the marriage for the sake of her kids and her own sanity. That's what a source said. And then you know what else they brought up? Which we haven't discussed in a long time because it hasn't happened. The curse of the Kardashian men. Remember that?
That's right. The Kardashian curse.
Yeah, the Scott Disicks, the Lamar Odoms, the Chris, whatever the guy's name was that Kim married.
Yes.
And now Kanye. Like they talk
Chris
about.
Humphries.
Chris Humphries.
Yes.
Thank you. All these men just turned. Yeah. You know what I mean? Wild.
Bad,
so the old Corey Gamble better be careful. We
all
saw what happened to Tristan Thompson. I mean, you can't.
Could we even lump Caitlyn Jenner into that whole thing and that whole side of things?
Well, see, not because Caitlyn Jenner's transgender. Caitlyn Jenner gets lumped into there because Caitlyn Jenner was an ass when she did her transition to the family.
Yes.
That's why Caitlyn Jenner.
That's part of it, too.
That's what I mean.
So Kim and Kanye, that was the straw that broke it.
They say that it was the bizarre presidential run that was the last straw for Kim.
Well, he did not win. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did, according to everything that was officially decided last night.
Well,
by the way, today's Throwback Thursday, and we're going to play Throwback Thursday song next. That'll give you so many feels.
Nice.
So many feels.
Oh, yes, it will. I see it in the queue. I see the song.
Lots of feels coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to want to miss that. Good morning. We're Riggs and Ally. It's Thursday. I like to do a little Therapy Thursday topic.
Do you like to do Therapy Monday, Tuesday? Let's just keep it real.
Damn right I do. Damn right I do.
Your passion is talking about feelings, okay?
I'm one of the few men that do. One of the few.
But not enough.
There should be more. What was the last nice thing that you did for yourself?
The last nice thing I did for myself.
I put this question on my Facebook page, and some people were like, I don't know.
I'm a
That's
parent.
A good question.
I don't do anything nice for myself.
That
what
was
are you talking
very,
about?
That was a common response that I got. I'm a parent. I do everything for my kids.
Yeah, I take care of my responsibilities. It's not about me anymore. I don't know.
Right.
Well, normally it'd be, you know, I'd probably getting my hair cut. That was like one of the only things I've done that
good.
I go out and take care of myself and a pedicure, but I've only had like two of those this year.
Like the last thing you consciously did it for you. Like I want to do this for me because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Something that I enjoy.
Like, my hair and my toenails make me feel better about myself because if they're taken care of, I feel less ugly. Does that
right?
make sense? Which then in turn helps me feel better about myself.
My wife was actually excited to get her toenails and fingernails done for the first time in months.
Yeah.
Months.
Yeah.
Right before New Year's Eve for our anniversary. She was like, that's so nice.
Nice.
To be able
it is nice
to do
to be
something
pampered.
Nice for yourself. Yeah.
I know.
The last nice thing that I did for myself was yesterday.
What?
I went to Chipotle and I got a burrito.
I do that every day.
I know, but I literally haven't done it in a long time. I know I talk a lot about burritos and they are my favorite meal of all.
Because
I consider it a meal, really.
Yeah.
Because there's so much in a burrito.
You know,
but I usually don't get them because I feel like they're too filling. I'm trying to watch my figure. I've gained some weight in quarantine.
Why don't you eat the bowls like I do? I eat a salad bowl with
That's
everything
what I usually
on
do.
Top.
And I usually do the bowls. But it's rare that I would go back and get the fully wrapped tortilla burrito.
Right.
Because I always get the bowl. I'm like, I'll save the carbs on the tortilla.
I gotta say, for someone who has only ordered out and gone through drive-thrus and pickup, when I went into Qdoba like a month ago, it was a little strange when you haven't been in a restaurant because people are sitting there without their masks eating. So that's a shock to the
people
eye.
People are sitting in that one?
Yeah.
In the Chipotle?
Qdoba. I was in Qdoba in New Berlin.
Because the
Chipotle, this is different.
All the tables were closed. They wouldn't allow anybody to sit inside this one.
They had it open, but it still felt and looked weird when you walked in. Now, if you hadn't been in one, do you see what I'm saying?
It is strange.
It's strange when you go back in, like, oh, there's people in here, and can I get a bowl, and I'm out.
and then I
get my food, and I leave, but
So what's the last nice thing that you did for yourself? Because I think it's good to take care of yourself, even if you are a parent. Do something small. It doesn't have to be even monetary.
Mm-hmm.
It could be taking a bath. It could be reading a book, or it could be getting like 15 minutes of you time.
Well, sometimes I have to put on makeup to feel better about myself, and that's a fact.
That's fine.
Like,
it makes
seriously,
you feel good. Yeah.
It does. Same thing with my nails. Yeah.
It's just like self-care. It's perfect.
Yep.
It's good for you, especially during times when things are uncertain and such. 414-799-1037. So what are something? What's the last nice thing that you did for yourself? Just one thing. It's one thing.
Oh!
That's it.
Throwback Thursday.
Maybe your one nice thing that you did for yourself was unfollow somebody or block somebody. Or maybe it was listening to this song.
I've been doing that for years,
See?
Honey.
That counts. If it's something for you.
Unfollowing feels good, though.
It does.
It's like a middle finger, like, bleep you.
It's almost like doing what drugs would be doing if I did drugs. What? No, nothing.
What?
It's Kiss FM. Treat yourself. What are you treating yourself with? What'd you do for yourself? Something nice you've done for yourself as of late.
Something
what is
that
it?
Made you feel good.
Yeah, 414.
That wasn't alcohol or drugs.
Yes. Thank you for specifying. Specifying that right there.
I had to make the joke in Wisconsin.
I thought about putting a star there. And a little asterisk. 414-799-1037. Because Alex said you just went and got, what, your hair done?
My hair. I've gotten my hair done and my toes done twice this year.
Go.
Which is crazy because normally I'd go way more. But
right? It
feels so good
to
have someone touch you. I'm like, touch my head. Touch my feet.
Human touch.
Yeah.
I had a full.
That's not your children.
I usually get a burrito bowl, but yesterday I treated myself to a full-on wrapped burrito. It was so good.
So you feel like when you eat something naughty, that's...
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, we don't... Like, as someone who loves food, we don't tell ourselves it's a treat.
Right.
We just gorge on it and go, that felt good, and then feel bad about it later. But I love it how you are like, no, I'm conscious of my eating and that I'm eating something that's I shouldn't be because it's too much for me.
Well, I usually calculate what I eat throughout the day based on how active I am. So I was just more active, and therefore I could eat a bigger burrito.
Oh,
that's
you
how
moved
I,
more
I rationalized
able
it.
To.
That's how I rationalize it in my brain. That's how I did the math.
Well, you can text or call to 414-799-1037. Somebody texted in and said, I got a tattoo on New Year's Eve. That's cool.
Nice.
Somebody, is it that 2021 was going to be better? What was the tattoo? I need to know.
It was a tattoo of 2020, and then over the the second zero in 2020, there was a one over it. Like what everybody does for the first 3 months.
Somebody else said, I played video games till 5 a.m. on New Year's. It was so nice to have some downtime.
Good
I love playing
you.
Video games. That's a nice checkout
it's
for me.
It's a great, great way to unwind.
And then
healthy,
somebody
too.
Said, mother of three, just bought myself an iPad Pro and pencil. Felt good. You go, girl.
Nice.
You need your things.
It's even better when you're a parent. You can find time for yourself because I know all your time gets dedicated to your kids.
Well, and all of your money. So like the fact that she can buy it for herself. Normally you're buying iPads for the damn kids to go away. That's great.
Yep. Somebody else said it. Somebody on my Facebook said, I treated myself to an Apple Watch for Christmas, wrapped it and put it under the tree and said it was from my husband.
I wouldn't even have wrapped it. I just would have worn it and been like, look what my husband got me.
Right. Somebody else said I got a gym membership so I could start working out. I feel better physically. That's good too. There you go. So don't forget to do nice things for yourself.
Yeah,
all right.
Seriously.
Take care of yourself.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so I don't think he's talking about Selena Gomez, but some people say he is.
Oh, really?
But they're saying The Weeknd, who he basically went on and had put on all this makeup where it almost looked like he had plastic surgery, and people were like, is The Weeknd trying to look like Bella Hadid? Because I can see it. He basically had this prosthetic like makeup on that kind of made his cheekbones come out. And they put these side-by-sides of the two.
Okay.
And it does almost look like he's trying to look like Bella Hadid, but what people are saying is that he's really just making a dig about plastic surgery rumors that were said that Bella Hadid had had all this plastic surgery. She's like 20, by the way. I don't... Okay, fine. Maybe she did, but I don't know if it was on her face.
Like, right.
But either way, her mom, who used to be a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Yolanda, said, there's no way my kids have done Botox, Bella or Gigi, because they saw what I went through. Because she had Lyme disease. She had all these issues from putting things in her...
Do you need plastic surgery at 20? Is that safe?
No.
Is that healthy? I mean,
no,
maybe...
No, but look
maybe
how many girls get boob jobs at 18. I mean,
I know girls in high
that.
School that got them for their 18th birthday.
Which
that
is
was
crazy.
Like their, that was their
well,
gift.
That's your parent telling you, yeah, something is wrong with you if they're paying for it. I mean, it's a horrible thing to give your kid.
Let's
I'm
build
sorry.
You up on the outside
Don't
before you fill
kid
you...
Don't give your kid plastic surgery, please. God.
No. Before we build you up on the inside, let's fix your outside.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Either way, people are saying he's throwing shade at Bella Hadid and implying she had plastic surgery. And a few people are saying, well, that could be Selena, but he's going to be at the Super Bowl in a
he
few
will.
Weeks. So
he will.
There you go.
And hopefully so will the Packers if they everything goes if everything goes correct,
Woo!
If everything falls the right way. Do you know any kids with weird names? Like really bizarre names?
Yes.
You brought one up yesterday, Allie.
Oh, yes, because I saw that a celebrity named their kid Stone.
Stone, like Stone Phillips? Remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. That's the only stone I know, by the way. The only stone I could ever name.
Yeah.
Stone Phillips. And no other stones.
Well, and I said when I named Hudson, mm-hmm. that was a newer name.
Yeah.
Wasn't unheard of, but
no.
Now you see them everywhere.
Where the So if you or someone you know has a weird name or it's a weird spelling, we're going to talk about this next and kick off a commercial-free hour. It's Kiss FM. Hold on. What? Maybe you have a strange name or somebody else has a bizarre name. Bizarre baby names?
How bizarre.
How bizarre. 414-799-1037.
There was a name that when I had my kids, there was one name my ex really wanted us to name our kid, and I refused.
What was it?
Boston.
Boston?
You see them now. But at the time, I was like, I'm not naming my kid Boston.
Would you spell it like the city, or would you have give it some kooky spelling?
Nope.
Like B-A-W-S-T-O-N.
And I've met little boys named Boston now. I have. And they're cute. I mean, obviously, they're cute.
Boston?
Boston. Because I was like, it's going to be Boss. I don't know. I didn't hate it. I just, it wasn't happening.
Somebody texted into 414-799-1037. They know someone that named a kid Zephyr.
That's different.
Like a boat, I guess? Like a Zephyr?
Yeah.
All right. You can always call, too. 414-799-1037.
Somebody said, my name's Larissa. I've only met one other Larissa ever.
Larissa explains it all. I know that's wrong, but it sounded good.
You had your own TV show, girlfriend.
Good morning. Who's this on one?
Sarah's in Maguanago.
Sarah, what's up?
Hi. My youngest son's name is Nehemiah.
Nehemiah. Oh. Spell it.
Nehemiah.
And this came from...
the Bible.
It's a biblical name.
Do I look like I read the Bible?
New or Old Testament?
I've never even heard that name.
What was the story behind Nehemiah that made it so special to you?
Of course it's in the Bible. I wouldn't know.
Me and my brother and sister all have like really common names.
Yeah.
So when I name my kids, I wanted them to have different names. So my oldest son is Malachi, but I spell it Malahkai.
So you were mad at your parents. She's mad at her parents. Go on. What's the other one?
And then I have twin girls, and their names are Trinity and Aubrey, and then my youngest is Nehemiah.
Mm.
Okay.
Trinity and Aubrey seems common, though. Those are... mm-hmm. Not too far. Yeah. Those are all really pretty, though.
You're used to spelling them several times, I'm sure, for many people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You've tied yourself to a life of that, Sarah. Oh,
I did.
Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM.
It's Amanda in Plymouth.
What up, Amanda?
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Bizarre names. Do you have one or know some? What are they?
My daughter's name is Aspen.
I think that's so pretty.
Aspen?
I have seen Aspen.
Like Colorado? Like the city?
Yes.
I like that.
I love it. I think it's a pretty name.
Obsessed with that name ever since I was young, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was the cologne because it was popular back then or what.
Was it Dumb and Dumber when they went to Aspen?
You know, that's funny because I had never seen that movie until after my daughter was born.
Oh, Aspen.
Funny.
California. Nice.
Somebody texted in Casanova.
Ooh, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate listening this morning.
Oh, you know what else has become a common name that didn't used to be? My sister's name, Penelope.
Penelope?
People would always call her Penelope, and like we just call her Penny.
I love calling her Penelope.
When like Kourtney Kardashian named her kid Penelope, you started seeing all these Penelopes, and I'm like, your name isn't uncommon anymore.
Yeah. I think it's Maguanago where you're listening. Rhiannon?
Yes.
Rhiannon, like the Stevie, the Fleetwood Mac song from the 80s?
The Fleetwood Mac song.
Is that where you named after, or no? Was it something else?
No. My parents actually saw it in the newspaper.
Really?
But my name isn't even the most unusual in our family. I have two nieces and a nephew. My nephew's name is Ariston. A-R-I-S-T-O-N.
Ariston? Okay.
Ariston.
Okay.
Go on.
My niece is Otelia.
Otelia?
Yep.
With an apostrophe? With an apostrophe or like Otelia? Like O-T-E?
No, it's O-T-T-I-L-I-A.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like Otelia, like an Irish name or something. Okay.
Somebody texted in and said they named their kid Baxton without the R. Like they've seen Braxton, but it's Baxton.
Okay.
Side note. Go on. Was she naming her kids?
This the bizarre names in her family because she's Rhiannon and there's crazier names in her family.
My youngest niece is named Raynana.
Raynana? What's the meaning behind that? Because they found your name in a newspaper. Where did they get that?
I'm not quite sure where they got Raynana from. But,
okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Very interesting.
This is the whole gamut of bizarre names in their family.
We have Matt in Milwaukee on one.
Matt, what's up? A common name, but you probably know some bizarre ones. What's up?
Yeah.
Well, everybody thinks my kids' names are weird. I don't think they're weird. I think they're kind
of
cool.
Okay. Of course, because you gave them.
What?
You gave them to them, so you, of course you think they're normal. What is it?
My daughter's name is Jovi, like Bon Jovi.
Oh, Jovi. Okay. Jovi.
Also an elf. Jovi, that was her name.
Yes, that too. Yeah. And I didn't know that until after.
Uh-huh.
And my son's name is Odin, like Thor's dad.
Odin. That's a cool
Odin.
Name.
Odin. I should change Owen to Odin.
Thor's father.
Now, I will say they're different, but I don't think they're weird.
I don't think they
sound out of
especially
place,
now because they have pop culture references. You've got Odin with the Marvel Avengers thing, and I think Jovi with the elf reference. And those are cool names. I don't think they're bizarre.
I don't either.
They're
Kristen
unique.
Kristen from West Dallas texted, and her son's name is Bentley.
Bentley, like
I
the car.
I think Bentley's normal.
Yeah.
And then,
that's my neighbor's dog's name.
I know a dog named Bentley, too.
There's a kid on Teen Mom. And you know what happens when there's like a kid on a TV show? Everyone starts naming their kid that name if you get the... Yeah, so... Yeah. Yeah,
Matt,
crazy.
Thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate
thanks,
listening.
Matt. And Savannah is on, too.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
We'll thanks, talk to you Matt. Tomorrow. Savannah, what's up? Good morning.
Hi. So, I mean, these aren't really, like, weird names. They're just odd spelling.
Okay, so that's acceptable, family, of course.
Yeah, my family has, like, a weird way of spelling names. And
okay.
So, like, my mom, for instance, her name's Jamie, but instead of the traditional, you know, usually
J-A-M-I-E,
it's J-A-M-Y-E.
James.
I've seen Jamie spelled with a Y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then for her sister, my aunt, it's Amy, but it's spelled A-I-M-E-E.
I've heard it spelled that way, too.
One of my friends is spelled like that. My old neighbor, Amy. She A-I-M-E. That's how she spells it. Yeah.
Amy.
Yep. And then I have one more name. My mom. So my younger sister, it's Alina, but she spells it really weird. It's spelled A-L-E-I-G-H-N-A.
What?
Wait, what's the name?
Alina.
Alina?
And how do you spell it?
A-L-E-I-G-H-N-A, like the female version of V.
Okay, as someone who has just taught their kid how to write their name properly, I was so happy Owen had a short name. When they have to learn to write their names, it can be time-consuming if you get a long name. I'm not kidding, dude. It changes everything in kindergarten and first grade.
Alina with the L-E-I-G-H. All right.
It's pretty.
It is. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. Yeah, you can still call or text to 414.
The phones are blowing up. We could play a song and come back if you'd like.
Let's do that real quick, and we'll talk to you more next. That's Kiss FM. Hold on. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Unique names.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a weird spelling, or maybe it's just a unique name that you've had for a bizarre name is fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
414-799-1037.
So many texts. We got a text that said, my son's name is Phoenix, F-E-N-I-X, pronounced Phoenix like the city.
Okay.
My daughter is Tatum. T-A-Y-T-U-M. That was a text.
All right.
So there you go. We got a Kirsten in Sheboygan Falls. I want to know if that's going to be part of what she talks about as her own name.
Yeah.
Kirsten, how you doing, girl?
Good morning.
Hi, good. It is, but then it isn't.
Okay.
I have a sister named Ursula.
Oh, that poor thing.
That's
why
awesome
did your
name.
Parents stop?
What's wrong with Ursula?
Is she mad at your parents for
that's
that?
An awesomely Slavic name. I love it.
Not really. But then I have another sister named Erica that's spelled A-A-R-I-K-A.
I have seen Erica with an A.
A-R-I-C-A. Erica.
Very few, but I have seen them.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty, too.
Do you often get confused with Kirsten or Kristen? Kirsten?
Yep.
How do you
time.
Spell Kirsten?
K-I-R-S-T-E-N.
See, I would say Kirsten because Kristen is K-R.
Right.
But so I would see her name written and say Kirsten.
Right, but looking at it quick, you might go Kristen.
Oh, yeah, that'd be annoying.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
And then I also, Ursula graduated with a kid named Adidas.
Adidas?
Yeah.
Like the shoes? And they just pronounced it fancy?
For real?
Yep.
Your family is eccentric. That's what I'll call it.
All right. Well, give Ursula a shout-out for us.
It.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Kirsten. I will not mess that up, I promise.
Brandy's in Stallus.
Ooh, hey, girl.
Are you Brandy with a Y or an I?
With an I.
Of course. You're in Stallus.
Hey, what's wrong with being an I?
Nothing. I just guessed it would be an I.
You can never find anything.
Are you implying the I is trashier than the Y?
100%.
Well, that's a BS, dude. The Real Housewife of Dallas, isn't she an I? And she's a rich little thing.
Right.
Well, see, going up to the Dells, I never found anything with my name because everything was spelled with a Y.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I also have a little brother whose name is Rocco.
Yeah.
And then my daughter's name is Austin.
I think those are pretty. I like Austin and Rocco.
With a Y. instead of an I because we wanted to give her a little more feminine.
Which one? Spell it, Austin. Spell it.
A-U-S-T-Y-N.
See, you're one of those people. She's one of those Y's.
To make it more feminine,
what's
usually.
What's with the Y's?
Why? Because I'm named after a song from the 70s.
Okay.
Aren't we all?
Oh, by the Looking Glass song? Brandy, you're a fine girl? Really?
How did you know that? I don't even know what song that is.
Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Who sings it?
Looking Glass. It's like a 70s song.
I've never heard
it's
of
in,
it.
It
wasn't even alive.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It was in that, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has it on the mixtape.
Oh, got it.
But my daughter is named after a Blake Shelton song.
Oh, okay. I wonder how many people have...
Well, what song?
She's named after Austin by Blake Shelton. It was his
It's named Austin.
I wonder how many people are named after songs or artists or things like that.
A lot.
All right, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Everybody says that to everybody.
Yep.
Bizarre, strange, unique spellings of names. We want to hear more of yours next at 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie talking about bizarre, unique, interestingly spelled names. You can always call or text 414-799-1037. Who we got here? Sarah?
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
With an
A or an H?
With an H.
All right.
Which I say is the classier one. Riggs says the no H is the classier one. We have these debates about how names are spelled.
Right.
Based off. If we have any basis.
Off of only people we've known or met.
It's not my fault he knew a trashy Sarah with an H. It's not my fault.
Or a trashy Brandy with an I. I knew one.
When people ask me, I always say the crazy ones are without the H.
Right. All right. So, Sarah, what is some of the strange names you know about?
So I have three daughters, and they're just spelled weird. So like the previous caller, when we go to the Dells, they hate me because they can't find anything with their name on it. So my first one is Aubrey, but it's spelled A-U-B-R-I-E.
Okay.
And then my youngest daughter is Olivia, but it's A-L-Y-V-I-A.
Okay.
My niece is Olivia. How did you spell that? A-L...
But
it's Olivia. So it's, I guess, Olivia or Olivia. Yeah, I guess.
Could you spell it with a U then if you wanted to be really weird?
No, because that's Olivia? Not the right sound. I'm learning the sounds with my first grader right now. The letters,
well,
the
does.
Things we don't retain.
You could spell Olivia, U-H-L-I-V-I-A, Olivia.
What's it called? The long and the short vowels? All the stuff we don't remember, I have to go over with my kids.
The long ones and the short vowels?
Yeah, seriously, I literally didn't retain any of that crap. Yeah. Oh, man.
And then my middle daughter is Ava Marie, but it's just one word, so... She can find stuff that says Ava, but
more
never A-V-A-M-A-R-I-E.
Do you call her Ava Marie, or do you just call her Ava?
When I'm upset with her.
Ava Marie.
It's like an Anne Marie.
Yeah. That's a little dash
then,
name?
No, just one.
Just all together. Okay.
I have a friend who, she has two boys, and her son's names are super unique.
Okay.
I don't know the story behind them, but it's Wiley and Axel.
Wiley.
Somebody else named their kid Axel. A famous person did. I don't remember who now.
Wiley, like Wiley Coyote, maybe?
Yeah.
Like the old Looney Tunes?
I don't know if that's why, though. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah. All right.
Well, we'll assume that's why. They were a fan of Looney Tunes. That never caught the Roadrunner. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Sarah. Have a good one.
Line one, she has a unique name. I'll let her tell you.
Okay, what is your unique name? Line one.
Hello.
Yeah, that's you, girl. Betsa. Well. Go, girl.
Sure. Am I on line one?
I didn't say her name. Yeah. She didn't know. Sorry.
Well, my name is Betsa Bay, but they call me Betsa.
Betsa Bay. Spell that.
Spell it, yeah.
B-E-T-H-S-H-A-B-E.
Can you spell that again? I wasn't listening.
So it's like Bethsabe. So B-E-T-H-S-H-A-B-E.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Betsabe. Now my oldest sister's name is Erangina.
Where are these names from? Like, where did that name come from?
Mexico.
It's obviously an ethnic name.
Yeah, and they call her Erangina. They call her Erin.
Okay.
And then my second oldest sister, her name is Mitzi.
Okay.
And it's me, Betsabe. And then, get this, the youngest one is Kimberly.
Kimberly?
Kimberly. Yeah.
Is it like an L E I G H?
Kimberly, like, you know, like the Power Rangers, straight, regular American name compared to all three of them.
Oh, I'm sure. And Kimberly.
Yeah. It's crazy.
But, she's the album.
Okay, you're the last one that you need to, you know, regular name.
Right. Well, who's to say what's a regular name? The other ones could be regular to you. That's all that matters.
Right.
And so, what can we call you again?
Betsa.
Betsa. Well, thank you for calling Betsa.
I love that she has Bay, though, at the end of her name. Like, yeah. Betsa, like, Bay became a big word in the past couple years.
Good morning. Who's this?
A star in West Allis.
Star!
Star, you're a star!
Hey, Star. A unique name in and of itself.
Yep, I'm Star, and my daughter is Trinity.
Aww.
Trinity?
See, I don't think Trinity is that weird.
I actually got Trinity from The Matrix.
I was just going to say The Matrix.
Interesting. Is there somebody named Trinity? You know, I've never seen The Matrix.
You've never? Oh,
I've told you this on the air a million times.
Do you have a son named Neo, too?
No, but she would have been Hunter Henry because of Triple H. Back,
I like Hunter.
Wow.
So if she was a boy, she would have been Hunter Henry.
And these are all your names that you've given to them? So you're a fan of The Matrix and wrestling movies? Wrestling and The Matrix? That's awesome. I want to hang out with you sometime.
The Matrix, for sure.
Star, you sound awesome. Those are cool names. Thanks so much for listening.
One more?
Yep, have a good day, guys.
You too. One more.
She's in Racine. Was it Ellie? What was your name?
Yes, my name is Ellie.
Okay. Ellie, good morning.
Spell it.
Good morning. Elle.
Got it.
My full name is Eleanor, but my middle name was my great-grandma's first name, which is Severine, which is very different.
Whoa. Severine?
And my daughter's name is Penelope, but my son, who's going to be born in May, his name is Aloysius.
Aloysius.
Wow. What are you going to call him? Are you going to call him Aloysius?
Well, we'll probably call him Lou or Louie, which is... Aloysius is the Latin form of, like, Lou... Louie and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to be in a frat. And they're going to be like, Aloysius!
Aloysius! Delicious Aloysius.
Right. My great uncle, who he's named after, who died in World War II, went by Al. So,
okay. Then call him Al.
We'll see. He'll go by whatever he wants to go by.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But the name is actually, the Saint Aloysius was a patron saint of plagues. So it just kind of, it's funny that we picked that name and we're
during
in the
COVID
pandemic.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
What a relative name. I love
and
that.
And you're going to get asked, did you pick that because of it forever? Yeah.
Yes.
We actually picked it, and then I started looking into it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, we picked the worst name.
Of all the years, of all the names.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Yes.
Al. Ellie?
I would still call, if I
would call her
Ellie, but I would call her L if I saw Elle.
I would too.
Call
I was just thinking
L.
that because I was thinking of how you spelled it, and I went, I would say L. So I'm sorry.
Yep.
Ellie. Ellie, thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
We'll still read the text because there's a bunch of them. 414-799-1037.
So many.
Yep. Do you know that the duck boats in the Wisconsin Dells were used in World War II?
I think I did know that. I just forgotten it.
I just saw that fact pack pop up, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Take that to wherever you're going right now. Be like, hey, I learned this on the radio today.
Right.
I learned it on the radio.
Yesterday was a wild day.
Wasn't it, though?
We've never seen anything in our lifetime like that.
No.
I was very proud of our very own state representative in Green Bay.
Yep, he was
U.S., not state, U.S. representative,
represents Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, which is up by, like, Door County and
Green Bay
areas. Mm-hmm. Mike Gallagher.
He's a Republican.
He's a younger Republican. He's 36.
Yes. And when
younger dude.
He was one of the first people I saw on the news yesterday when everything was breaking, because he was there, right?
Yep.
When it all happened.
He went into his office, he turned on his camera, and he said this. Damn it.
Come on,
he
Riggs.
He went into his office.
Thank you.
He turned on his camera.
And he said this. Okay. Riggs, stop! You're doing this as a tease?
He went into his office.
This is a tease.
He turned on his camera and he said this.
Right now, I am sheltered in place in my office because we have protesters who have stormed the Capitol, clashing with Capitol Police, forcing their way into Statuary Hall. The Vice President of the United States was just rushed off the floor of the House by Secret Service. This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen right now. And the objectors over the last 2 days have told me there is no problem with just having a debate. We know we're not going to succeed, so we're just going to object. We're going to have a debate. We'll voice people's concerns, and then we won't actually overturn our entire system of representative government, so nothing bad will happen. There'll be no cost to this effort. This is the cost of this effort. This is the cost of countenancing an effort by Congress to overturn the election and telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of overturning the election today, even though you know that is not true. We have got to stop this.
Yep.
Mr. President,
amen.
You have got to stop this. You are the only person who can call this off. Call it off.
Yep.
The election is over. Call it off.
That's Mike Gallagher.
Jinx from Green
Mike
Bay.
Green Bay.
Who is a Republican.
He is.
So I have to put that out there because people might assume if he's going against the president. But many Republicans were horrified yesterday.
A lot of them had their...
They said people were calling their families to say goodbye.
Yeah, they weren't sure what was going to happen. They found pipe bomb stuff around.
Chamber.
Yes.
Pipe bombs.
They found pipe bomb stuff around there as well.
And have you seen some of the images? You might have seen the one... who was it that was laying down up in the gallery? He was holding one of the other women's hands. And you didn't really know the context of the picture. But what they told... I heard them say in the news was, he said, well, everyone on the bottom got out, but everyone in the gallery couldn't move because they were coming at the doors up top. They said, lay down. And that's where you saw the images of the, you know, the Secret Service holding the guns at the door.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting chills just even thinking about this.
I heard it was a guy out of Texas, a Republican, Dan Crenshaw, talking about, he was like, when I went to war in Iraq, and this is the guy, he's missing an eye, got his eye blown off in Iraq.
Oh my gosh.
He's talking about, like, I put out a flag and I go off and fight for the country. That's what you put the flag on for. You don't use it to go and march in and use it as an opportunity to take over the Capitol where they're discussing the presidency. It's just ludicrous.
It was chaos. So, it was dangerous. It was...
They did resume, which was... I thought it was awesome that they went back in. They were like, screw this. We're not going to let it stop us. We're going to move forward. We're going to...
You're not going to take us down.
We're going to certify the votes. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn in on January 20th.
Yes.
That's all that we know right now. And there you go.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So it's pretty much out there that Kim and Kanye, it's only a matter of time before she files for divorce. They're living separately. He knows it's coming. They're going to try to be fine co-parenting, they say. Like I said, we'll see as time goes on. Hopefully they can. But
Everything's amicable at the beginning. Everything's going to be fine. We'll agree on the kids.
We'll be great.
We'll co-parent. We're going to make this amicable.
Yeah, that's what Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari said, too, and that didn't go so well. Uh-huh. But anyway, they said that the straw that broke the camel's back pretty much was Kanye West's bizarre presidential run. They said that was the final straw for Kim. Because it was bizarre, waste of time. Yeah. He wasn't going to get elected. I mean, it was just like, come on.
He even started way too late in the game.
It's just marketing, you know, these publicity people.
Kanye loves Kanye so much.
Well, he had an insane speech when he kicked it off in July.
I don't think he can be with anybody else except for Kanye West. I think he needs to find himself.
He claimed Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. I mean, he went off on this tangent when he gave this speech that if you were married to him, I get why Kim's like, what the hell?
He needs to take some time with himself and just love himself.
He does.
Because that's who he loves the most, is Kanye West.
He does.
All right. That was the straw. That was it. Of all the things.
His presidential run.
His presidential run.
Don't do this. This is a waste of time.
And he said, no, I'm Kanye West. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, where's the lawyer?
All right. What is it?
Everybody gets it.
Everybody gets
this notification.
It's not jury summons, is it?
No.
My wife just got that.
Nope. Nope. Everybody gets it. I'll give you some hints. Maybe you can guess.
All right, go ahead.
You get it while driving. You get it in your car, and you usually get it right around wintertime, especially in Wisconsin when the snow kicks in and it melts and it freezes and it What notification do you think I got on my car that just made me roll my eyes yesterday because it's so predictable this time of year?
Is it the tire pressure monitor thing?
Nope.
No.
Ding, ding, you're out of windshield wiper fluid.
What?
I'm like, it's that time of year where haven't you driven into your your freaking windshield is constantly covered because of all the melting snow, and then it flies back on you. Do you drive?
I do drive.
This
yes.
didn't happen to you yesterday.
I haven't driven on any freeways yet lately. Now,
yesterday, even on side roads, when I was the snow's melting, and then it flings back on everybody's windshield.
Right, and then you wipe it off, and it gets smears it more,
and then it hits the guy behind you, and then you got the guy in front of you's windshield wiper fluid on yours, and you're wasting your own, and then it hits the guy behind you, and since it started snowing, the thing keeps going off because I have to use it so much.
Your wiper fluid?
Yes.
You're out of it? You're going through that much wiper fluid?
You never run out of wiper? You've never got the notification to refill it?
I have not, no.
Ever?
Mm-mm. Not with my new car. I haven't, no.
Do you refill it? Or do you not use it?
When I get my oil changes, they do that.
Right.
They top them off.
Right.
I haven't had to. I haven't,
You've
luckily.
You've never in your life put windshield wiper fluid in your car?
In my life, I have, yes. Okay. I'm just saying I haven't during the years past.
Where I go to the gas station, I go, which one doesn't freeze?
The purple one?
Like, why do we have one that freezes? I don't understand.
It's for different climates.
Stupid. Like, I just make right. one that doesn't freeze.
I used to have the wrong one that would freeze, and it would suck, because then it would snow, and it would get really, really cold, and I'd go to use it, and then nothing would come out. Or the slush would shoot up on my window.
Be slush. That's how we all learned it the hard way. So I kept getting that notification in my car, and I was pissed, and I was like, everybody gets this annoying notification because it means you got to pull over, buy a $2 bottle of windshield wiper fluid, fill her up.
I get the tire one all the time. My tire pressure goes low.
I don't get that one.
Because it gets cold outside, and the pressure in my tire will get really low.
Oh,
and
then it used to happen with my last car.
Yeah, it'll get bigger, and then it'll get smaller, like the PSIs.
It has to be really cold for that to happen to my car.
Yeah. That's the one that I've been getting.
So
during the winter time.
You got the tire thing already?
Uh-huh. I've already gotten it.
I haven't gotten that. I'm calling Jeep. I drive a damn Tia.
I got stuck in a dog park.
Where are you getting these?
I got stuck in a field in a dog park. Uh-huh. I got low pressure on my tires. Uh-huh. Jeep's got some problems, don't they?
You think?
But I never run out of wiper fluid.
Somebody texted in, the purple kind causes problems with the lines. Is the purple one the one that doesn't freeze?
Yes, that's the one that doesn't freeze.
Or the one that does freeze.
The purple one doesn't freeze.
Oh,
that's the one that I've always found doesn't freeze.
There's purple and blue windshield wiper fluid, right?
Yes.
Talk to me like you're my dad and I'm five.
The purple one will freeze at a lower temperature than the blue one.
Somebody said, I have a weird... They texted, and you can call or text 414-799-1037.
Yeah.
They said, I have a weird obsession with keeping my windshield clean, so I get that light constantly. Oh, I don't have an obsession with it.
Right.
I mean, I will drive a quarter of a mile with the windshield covered because I don't want to offend the guy behind me by running my windshield wiper fluid. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
I'm like, I can't see, but if I do this, the guy behind me is going to get screwed.
When I first bought an SUV, when I first had one, I ran out of the wiper fluid in the back.
Oh, yes. How do you even replace that? Is that part of the front?
Yes.
It goes back to the back. Okay.
It came from the front. So I was looking around the back trying to figure out where to put it, and I was like, where does it go?
You're in the trunk.
And I go to the place and it goes, it's all the same. It comes from the same reservoir.
See, and my last car had the back wiper, and I always just put it in the front, never thought twice about why the back one never went out. That's funny.
Yes.
I get it why logically you're like, where do I put the
Wouldn't
fluid
it be in the back?
For the back wiper?
Wouldn't
Isn't
it be in the back?
Thing?
No, it just comes from the front. It
can go all the way from the front.
You can call or text 414-799-1037.
Well, I didn't go get any fluid, just if you're wondering.
Oh, so it's still almost empty?
Yeah, I let the notification go. I didn't care. I was like, whatever.
Why even have the notification then?
It's like your gas light going off. I'll deal with this when it's an emergency.
Right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Was that on the air, that sound?
Yeah, it was. That was brand new Bieber and Sean. Who is that? Sean Mendes?
Yeah, Justin Bieber and Sean Mendes.
I like that song, though. Monster.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
What happened? Your chair broke?
I broke, Allie.
Well,
I was leaning forward. America broke for a second yesterday.
You're not kidding.
You saw that.
But I was proud of them for standing back up.
Finishing
the day.
Yeah, absolutely. So
because yesterday was unacceptable. I think we're on the same page on that one.
I think so, yes.
I mean, that was
storming
wild.
The Capitol building. Four people dead. One woman was shot and killed. The other three, they said, were medical emergencies. They're not explaining further beyond that, but three
And
other.
The woman, they showed a picture of her trying to get in the window before she was shot, up in the window.
Yeah.
It's just,
two other, explosive devices were found during the chaos that happened yesterday. A couple pipe bombs. The National Guard was called in. They secured the building, and they went back in. after 6 hours, and then continued the electoral process of certifying all the votes from all the states and moving forward and saying at about 3 this morning, I think, when it happened, certifying Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
To go back. The problem was that people were being misled with lies being told to them that somebody could overturn the election yesterday. When everyone, even in privately, they said, knew that that was not the case. They went in there to argue, to not, you know, I don't mean argue, but debate.
Yeah.
And that they were doing the procedural stuff that we do in America certify it.
For years.
And that Mike Pence had zero power to change anything, and he knew that, everybody knew that, and he was put in a bad position, and then all this stuff, it just happened over the day, and I was so impressed, though, with the representative from Green Bay.
Yeah, his name's Mike Gallagher. He's from Green Bay, one of our representatives. Mm-hmm. As soon as this happens, he goes into his office, and he says this.
Right now, I am sheltered in place in my office because we have protesters who have stormed the Capitol, clashing with Capitol Police, forcing their way into Statuary Hall. The Vice President of the United States was just rushed off the floor of the House by Secret Service. This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen right now. And the objectors over the last 2 days have told me there is no problem with just having a debate. We know we're not going to succeed, so we're just going to object. We're going to have a debate. We'll voice people's concerns, and then we won't actually overturn our entire system of representative government. So nothing bad will happen. There'll be no cost to this effort. This is the cost of this effort. This is the cost of countenancing an effort by Congress to overturn the election and telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of overturning the election today. Even though you know that is not true.
Mike Gallagher.
I was so proud of him.
We have got to stop this. Mr. President, you have got to stop this. You are the only person who can call this off.
Yep.
Call it off. The election is over. Call it off.
And he was on a bunch of news outlets yesterday.
Well, yeah, because he was one of the first ones to say, this is wrong. Yeah. Like, this is not okay.
No.
And he's a Republican, because all of this matters, because people that they say are afraid to say anything because they're afraid of the repercussions of what he might say about them. I'm like, well, Twitter shut down now. Donald Trump's Twitter got shut down last night.
Going out there and waving flags and like protesting outside of the building is one thing. But then when you start and you breach the building.
Climbing,
and now
one of the most important buildings in our country, the Capitol.
You're climbing over the walls, you're climbing the scaffolding, you're putting a Trump flag where the U.S. flag is on the U.S. Capitol building.
To a guy that said walls would save us, as people are climbing the walls, by the way, I was like, this is
they went back to
wild.
Work. Our elected officials went back to work.
Oh, I was proud of them for doing that.
Yeah, I was too. I was like, good, go back and do it and show them you're not going to stop it.
Let's
it's
not act like
happen.
They're not traumatized.
It's happen. Well, of course
they literally
are.
Were sitting in there with people banging on their doors with tear gas.
Well,
and they said tear gas was deployed on both sides.
Yes.
That they used it to get in, and then the police tried to use it to get them out. I mean, I can't. And the videos of them chasing the cops up the stairs, have you seen that?
I don't know which videos. There's so many videos of so many things. Of people sitting in Nancy Pelosi's office. One guy, like, where Mike Pence was standing and speaking. A guy standing where Pence was.
Yeah.
Like, with these weird outfits. I don't even know. It's just, it was bizarre, but it happened. It's done. It's now. It's over with. We hope Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be sworn in on January 20th.
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump released a statement.
He did
His Twitter has been shut down for the time being, but he said,
because they won't promote violence.
He said, quote, even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th, according to him.
So basically, he released a statement because he had no other way to talk to us because Twitter got shut down, right? So he released a statement saying, I will do an orderly transition of power.
Well, he's the president. He'll find a way to communicate to people. Just don't do it on Twitter. Come on.
Well,
now.
They said that. I don't know if you saw this last night. They said that the president has the ability to, at a second's notice, say, I want to go on the air live to the world.
Yes.
Or to America.
At
so it takes 1 second and every network has to put him on, that he has that ability. And
he does.
He didn't use
it. He doesn't need Twitter. He can do that at any moment.
That's right.
It's Throwback Thursday. Let's play something throwbacky, shall we?
Yes.
Change the mood a little
bit.
It's Kiss FM. All right. Short people got problems sometimes. Short guys have problems. 103.7 Kiss FM.
It's a thing for women. Height. I mean,
I know it is.
Even on dating apps, guys will be like, here's my height because I heard it's a thing.
Yeah.
You want to know how tall am I? That's right. We do.
I know you do. I know you do. You're very particular about
that. But I am 6 feet tall. That's why I don't feel bad saying I need a taller guy. If I was 5'5 on here going, I don't like short men, I would just... It would be ridiculous.
Right. Deal with it. You're 5'5".
Yeah, like, get over it.
Deal with it.
But
the short guys have an issue sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they're shorter.
Uh-huh.
And most people are taller than them. Even men are taller than them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have women that are taller than you as well. It's got to really narrow the dating field. But this study out of MIT and the University of Chicago at MIT, they did this back in 2006.
Okay.
Right? So they went and they combed through a whole bunch of online dating profiles. And they found the average salary of guys that were 5'11.5", which is... Which is exactly how tall I am, I promise you.
Yeah.
Every time I get measured, I go, am I 6 feet? They go, 5'11".
Yeah.
I go, am I 5'11"? They go, nope, you're 6 feet. You're right in between. I'm like right in between the middle.
Right.
So they looked at each one of these guys. They made an average of like $63,000 a year. So they found out how much would short guys have to make in order to make them more attractive
I'm
to
actually
women.
Insulted that they think that a money number would make me date a shorter guy. Like, I'm actually insulted by
I
that.
I think it's an incredibly superficial thing to be like, oh, well, you're a short guy. But if you make $380,000, maybe. I can date you because that says, all right,
no, I'm
can
not
make...
buying it because I've dated guys that are shorter than me that I made more than. That's why I'm not buying it.
Right.
To me, it's attitude. And I said this when I've dated shorter people.
Yeah.
I said, I'll never date a guy shorter than me. You guys lit me up when I did. And then I did. And the whole time I was like, I'm not dating you because you're shorter.
Yeah.
And what happened over time? His personality and attitude seemed like he was taller, right?
Okay.
Because if you get a more confident person, they come across, and as time went on, you got to know someone, you stop seeing what they look like. You see their personality as their looks, right?
You stop looking down on them, and then you start looking down. Wait, hold on.
What? But I'm saying, like, from my own experience, that's how I got in the entanglement with the shorter guy, was that over time.
Jada Pinkett,
so to
I love
me, it
that.
Was personality, not money.
Right.
Right? But I do get how men with money or good jobs, that looks powerful to some women, and vice versa.
And they
know?
Said, and that, on the other side of this, they said taller guys, a 6'2" guy could make $33,000 a year and still pull a woman.
Yeah, I believe it.
A 6'4" guy could pull $12,000 a year.
And still get a woman.
And a guy that's 6'6" could basically be homeless and still get a woman.
See, that's more accurate than the
taller
shorter
guys
need to make more money. It's more like the taller guys don't have to I don't have any standards.
Right.
Listen to what I'm saying. Like,
they don't.
This is crazy. I'll date someone my height.
Yeah, of course you will. But you don't want to. You avoid people that are shorter than you.
Only
but what if,
because it makes me feel gigantic.
Okay.
That's the only way to explain it to people.
But what if he checked off every box that you want? He was good with kids.
Then I would date
he
him.
Had kids of his own. He wanted to have maybe more kids one day, but he didn't care because he wasn't in it for anything more than just having fun for the time.
Then I would date him as I did.
Yes.
And then as things went downhill, we broke up and that was the end.
But I think some guys need to hear that as well from a woman, knowing that that even if they do give it time.
Look, the short guy was super patient with me.
Yeah, with the right attitude, you
That's
can
right.
still date a taller girl.
He was aggressive but not annoying. You know what I mean?
It's you got to walk that line.
You got to walk that line. Men don't know that line.
Yeah.
And I agree, if you give it time and women, if you let us get to know you, you might have a chance.
Yes. Just don't talk about sex too fast.
Just
make sure.
Give it a day.
Give it some time.
Before you bring it up.
Right?
But personality matters.
Uh-huh. How do you
That's
feel about height?
We base our picks on looks and then we move in and we go, what the hell am I doing here?
Has the height thing always been a problem for you? Or maybe there's someone out there that was never going to date a short guy and ended up marrying a short guy. Another crazy happy with a shorter guy.
When I was in my relationship, you know how many people sent me pictures of couples they know where the guy's way shorter? They'd be like, look at my friends.
And that's fine.
And they looked great.
Some of them are very happy. Some of them can be.
Some of them are much more secure than me, clearly, is what we're getting at.
You can call or you can text 414-799-1037. We can read your text and take your calls.
Or let a guy who's short call in and go off. I'd love to hear his perspective.
We'd love to hear you.
I love it.
We'll put you on a platform. Wait, what? 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:34. We're talking about the height difference between men and women.
No.
What? Oh, no. What happened? Everything okay?
I accidentally hung up on Natalie. Call back, Natalie.
Oh,
I just hung up on one of our poor listeners who called in. I feel bad.
Natalie, call us back. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text, because people call. People texted in as well.
They did.
Somebody
they did.
Yeah, somebody said, I feel you, Allie. I'm 5'9", and I refuse to date a short guy. I just won't do it. Nothing against them. I just need a man as tall or taller than me. You're 5'9".
I'm 5'11", 6 feet, so I get it. My sisters are 5'9"-ish.
Someone else said, being a tall woman, I agree. It's hard to date a shorter man. We don't want to feel like Giganticus.
It's true.
I married a man 5 inches taller.
It makes you feel like big, and then you don't feel as feminine. And I know we're not supposed to go into those gender roles, but the reality of it is, I don't want to feel like the dude. You know what I mean?
Is this Natalie? Good morning.
No,
hi.
Is that Natalie?
Hi, Natalie.
Natalie, yes. Milwaukee. Hey, girl.
Hi.
I don't know what I did. I hung up on you. I apologize.
All right.
It's okay. I was like, I think we got disconnected.
So she's very tall. Again. She has long fingers.
I have my fingers.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
So what's up, Natalie?
So I talk about this all the time with my friends. I'm 5'8", so mm-hmm. I'm not short. I'm like average height mm-hmm. of like the guys.
Yep.
So I say I'm never going to date like a guy shorter than me. I come from a tall family. I just texted my boyfriend. I was like, how tall are you? And he's like, 6'1". And I was like, okay, good.
6'1". So he's really 5'11". Just for the record.
Exactly.
Just for the record.
Yeah. Is he really?
If
he says he's 6'1", he's 5'11". If I say I weigh 170, I really weigh 180. Do the math, Riggs.
Guys always want to make themselves taller, and
women
want to
lie about their weight.
Themselves
it's the way it is.
Way less.
Okay, go on.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm dating a 5'10", 5'11 guy, but if he's 5'8 or shorter, I'm not going to date him.
What if he checks all the boxes, though, like Allie said?
She said
or
no.
What if,
no.
How does it? Does it?
It's a deal breaker. I don't know.
Don't say I don't know. You got to go deep with this, like I had to, and go.
Yes.
Why do I have a problem with this? This is clearly about my self esteem and my own confidence that I am that uncomfortable with a dude shorter than me.
Which doesn't feel fair that to then put that on a guy who could be
perfectly
good for you.
But why is it my fault that guys are? I have nothing to do with their mom and how they were birthed and how tall they are. Why is that my fault?
And neither does he. Neither does he.
I just feel huge when I'm like next to them. Like
she said it. Right there.
Yeah,
you feel huge.
I was a catcher. I'm like, if my thighs are bigger than this guy, if my hips are wider than him, I just can't.
I don't go that deep, but I do worry about being bigger.
I was like, that's pretty deep, yeah.
No, but that's what women do. She's being honest. I said go deep, and she did. She's being honest
exactly.
about thoughts women have about our bodies.
That's fine.
If men could read our minds, girl, on what we think about our bodies, how awful.
No.
Right, exactly.
Ugh. As much as we want to crack your minds, we don't want to get inside there.
We don't want to.
Because
most of our insecurities are based on things men did and made us think we needed, quite frankly.
Yeah, people don't understand. I don't know.
Natalie, thanks so much for calling,
girl.
Yeah,
appreciate listening. Have a
great day. Amanda, I think is it Mandy or Amanda on two? Mandy.
Hey,
Mandy?
Yep, this is Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
What's up, Mandy?
Hey, so I'm 5'10", almost 5'11".
She's a tall girl.
No shoes on, so probably around 6 foot like, with everything on.
Yeah.
My fiance is 5'10".
Okay.
And I was like, when we first started talking, it was kind of like, well, he's shorter. He's like maybe the same height as me, maybe a little shorter.
Yep.
But he did check all my boxes, and I gave it a chance. And now we've been dating or like together for like 7 years. And now like that I'm more secure with it. I can like, I'll throw on a huge pair of heels, but I'm fine with it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But when I was dating, I felt the same way, like same way that Allie and that last girl said.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one towering over my boyfriend. You just feel like
gigantic.
Right, exactly.
You feel huge.
So I'm like totally agree with both of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl perspective.
Yeah.
But I am with somebody now and marrying them that's the same height as me and maybe a little shorter. And I'm totally fine with it.
Yep.
I get that. As long as you can see eye to eye on things.
long as you can see eye to eye.
Right.
I think that's great.
And it's a plus that he's super short because his mom's like 5 foot and his dad is like 6'2". So he's right in the middle. So his whole dad's side of the family is all like 6'2 and taller. So we're like, hopefully we'll have tall kids.
All right.
Hopefully.
Well, Mandy, right? Mandy?
Well, I'm 6 feet tall. My ex is 6'6", and my kids are the biggest ones in the class.
They're going to be 7 feet tall.
Awesome.
They're gigantic.
Thanks so much for calling, girl.
Thank you.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Height differences in dating and marriage, even. 414-799-1037. Is one taller than the other? Do you refuse to date someone shorter than you? It's all on the table for discussion. 414-799-1037. Allie, who we got on the phone?
Amanda's on one. We can take one more, yeah?
Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, girl.
Good morning. Hey.
Hey. We're talking about height differences. Go ahead.
I know. I feel Allie's pain.
Are you a tall girl, too?
I am.
Okay.
I'm 5'11".
Yep.
And,
I feel
you. After kids, you act out, you go out outward, you
okay.
know. So
she's bringing up something else. So not only was she tall, she said she gained weight after having kids, which makes you feel even bigger. Yeah. Got it. Go on.
All right. Well, back in the day, and you know, our youngster days, like eighth grade, mm-hmm. I went through a huge growth spurt. So I like have stretch marks and everything, which stinks. But
I do too. Me and most of my friends have stretch marks, and I have a lot of them. If it makes you feel better, I'll say that on the air because I don't give a damn. And I don't want women to be feeling bad about things we can't help.
Hey, those aren't stretch marks. Those are battle scars is what they are. Those are battle scars.
There you go. And I remember going to my first like eighth grade dance, and this boy I really had a crush on. He was so cute. But then when we danced, like, his head was at my chest. And it was like, oh, my gosh, is he going to, like, motorboat me the whole time?
That's why he wanted to date you, Amanda, so he could moat. Now I know why the shore guys want to date us, Rince. They
exactly.
just want to be eye level with our boobs.
Yes.
Oh. And then, like, when I was dating my husband, we've been married for 12 years. Like, yeah. He's about the same height as me, and I'm so, to this day, he gets so mad because, like, if I want to wear heels or something, I'm taller than him, and then I'm like, I feel like I'm, like he's a child or something,
gigantic.
And I just want to cradle him because yeah. he's, like, shorter than me. So at our wedding, I had to wear slippers because I didn't want to be taller than yep. him.
I was in flats when I got married as well, I had a taller husband.
Why did you have to sacrifice? He should have been in taller shoes.
Oh, stop. Actually, you know what? I might take Riggs up on that. Why are we wearing the heels?
Yeah.
Why don't they wear the damn heels? Like, what is going on here?
Exactly. Could you see these long legs trying to wear, like, six-inch stilettos and, like, trying hysterical. To, like, fall and walk in them? It's, like, monstrous. No, but I'm proud of my height, but it took me a while to be like, oh, my gosh, like, growing up-wise, you know?
How old are you? Because I have one last question. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay, so you're not far from my age, and I just wanted to say, do you have the same observation where growing up you were the tallest, biggest girl in the class, and it was, like, uncomfortable, and then now that we're older, people that are 20 are way taller than me, and I went 20 years being the tallest person in the room, and now I'm never that person. Have you noticed that transition?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, all the
and
girls
like,
are taller than me now.
I'll be working with the girls, like, at work,
because
I'm a CNA, and, like, some of these girls are just, like, monstrously tall.
I know.
I'm like, I thought I was tall.
Until another generation came.
You know, because they say the older you get, you know, you
get
shrink,
shorter.
Too. So it's
well,
like,
they get
well,
taller. Yeah.
It's all those
why
hormones
can't
in the milk.
Your weight shrink with your height. Who knows?
I just thought it was an interesting transition when people started getting taller than me, and I was so self-conscious about it, I noticed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. And you have the little old ladies at the store saying, oh, could you reach that for me, dear?
And I always do. Uh-huh. Don't you?
Yes, I will get
that
for you.
I'm that person.
I always do that, too. I get stuff for people.
That happens to me all the time. My grandma will go, Andrew, I need your long arms. Sure, grandma.
Well, I guess that's nice. But, like, when you're taller, you also have back problems. Because you have to bend down lower to the ground more. So
yeah.
it's like, whatever. It's a horse apiece. But I just wanted to call in because I completely agree with Allie and feeling like a tree over everybody.
Trees. You tower over us.
Now you're not helping, Riggs.
What? You already have the complex.
You took her insecurity.
What?
You're rubbing it in.
Thanks so much for calling, girl.
Thanks, girl. Right,
thank you. Bye.
103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com.